Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Samachay. We are holding on Daf Samachay Amud Aleph, four lines from the top of the page at Masiv Rav Avia. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, as well as by Chani and J.J. Hornblass and family, in memory of J.J.'s father, the honorary Jerome Hornblass, Zichrono Livracha, and Hashem Shev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. I also want to take the opportunity to thank both Alicia Graf and also Michael Wechselbaum for giving the shiur in my absence over the past 4 weeks. It's good to be back, but it's also really great to know that when I'm not here, there is a very, very high quality, even a higher quality Daf Yomi shiur that is being given in the shul. The feedback that I get from people is, don't worry, no rush back. The shiurim are fantastic. So it's very nice to hear that. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We started to discuss in the previous daf the idea of a katan making a kinyan, at what age a katan is able to make a kinyan, and we had this chiddush of Rav Chista in explaining the Shita Shmuel that a katan cannot make a kinyan on behalf of acherim, on behalf of other people. So the Gemara is going to try to prove from a brisa or from a case of Amma Ivriya that whether she can being poda meiser sheni, that a katana can be zocha even la acherim. The Gemara is going to reject that raya. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that there are three different levels of a katan, that there are three different stages of the development of a katan where the halachos are going to be different, and there's corresponding different halachos in those three different stages for a ketana as far as marriage and divorce is concerned. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about a ketana who instructs someone to receive a get on her behalf, and also what if someone says, I want you to receive my get or give my get in a particular location. When do we assume that the location is dafka, that they're being makbid, that the get should only happen in that location? And when do we assume maramakamulo, that you're just trying to give an indication of where it's likely that you're going to find the person in order to be able to receive the get? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss if a woman gives a secondary location, so we assume that a shliach can receive it anywhere, and then it's only chal once he arrives at the primary location. I mean, we're going to discuss at what point, let's say the Mishnah is going to talk about if you have an Ashes Kohen who's been eating truma, and then she tells a shliach, go receive my get somewhere. So at what point must she stop eating truma? When can she assume that she's already divorced? So that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of where she identifies a location or identifies more than one location. At what point she can assume that she's divorced? The Gemara is going to talk about what if she says, go find my get, and it's in that direction, and you see the shliach starts off by heading in the other direction. So he's rerouting, it's going to take him a little bit longer. So then at what point can you assume that she's divorced? The Gemara is going to bring on Amud Beis two contradictions in Brisos about a shliach who doesn't follow his instructions in making an Eruv, and we're going to try to reconcile those contradictions in the Brisos. And then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis is going to talk about different lashonos that one might use when instructing shluchim to implement a get. So when do we assume that certain lashonos imply that I want you to write and deliver the get, and when do we assume that they're not sufficient, that the lashonos being used are not sufficient to be viewed as instructions to actually write and deliver a get? And the Gemara is going to elaborate on other lashonos that the Mishnah doesn't even mention. So let's begin again at the top of the page, four lines from the top of the page, Samachay Amud Aleph. So the halacha is, when it comes to be pod the Meiser Sheni, if a person has Meiser Sheni and they can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim, so they want to be poded on money, if you're being poded your own Meiser Sheni, you have to be Mosif Chomesh. You have to add 25% to the price of the Meiser Sheni, and all of that money would go to Yerushalayim. However, if you pod the Meiser Sheni, Shel Acherim, it's other people's Meiser Sheni, then you do it at face value. You don't have to add 25%. So Mosif Rav Avia, Rav Avia discusses the following Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Meiser Sheni. A person could do a harama. He could do a trick to get out of having to pay the extra chomesh when being poed the Meiser Sheni. Ketzad, how do you do so? Omer Adam Lubno Bito Agadolim, a person can tell his adult children, his son or daughter who are adult children that are considered to be acherim as far as he's concerned. They're not considered to be part of him. So he's if he was poed that their Meiser Sheni or they, his Meiser Sheni, they would not need to add a chomish. The Rashi writes that Bno Bito, if he could do this with Bno Bito or Somech HaShulchano, where he can trust that they're going to follow the instructions, because they have this ongoing financial relationship where these children need to eat at his table. These are teenagers that are still living in the house. The Rashash just wonders that that's not correct according to everybody. Tosus and Samech Dalet and Beis explained within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that Gedolim always means people who are not Somech HaShulchano. So it's not going to work if they're still Somech HaShulchano. Bno Bito should mean independent children, so I don't know, 30, right? Meaning when they're much older, when they're no longer relying on their parents. So Amar Adam Lro Bita Gedolim La'Avdav Shivchasu Ivrim, or to his evident Shivcha who are Jewish, Halachem Ma'us Halalu. Here, take here's money. I'm giving you this money, but here's what I would love for you to do with it. Uptube and Meister Sheni Zat. I would like you to be poda my Meister Sheni with that money. So since these are Acherim that are being poda his Meister Sheni, granted he gave them the money with which to do that, they're not going to have to be Mosav Chomesh. So says Gemara, wait a second. We spoke about Abdo B'Shivchaso Ha'ivrim over here. Well, Hai Shivcha Echidami. What kind of Shivcha are we talking about over here? Ida Asya Shtei Saros. If she's already a Nara, that has Shtei Saros, my Bayagabe, she should no longer be an Ami Ivriya. The Halacha is that an Ami Ivriya goes free once she becomes a Gedola, once she becomes a Nara. El Avdo Asya Shtei Saros. So it must be that we're talking about a Katana that does not yet have Simani Naros, she does not yet have Shtei Saros, and still she's able to be Podem Meiser Sheni for somebody else. So don't you see that a Katan could be Zocha for other people against Rav Chista? Because again, Rav Chista explained Shmuel Shita that a Katan is not able to be Zocha L'Acherim, they could be Zocha L'Atzmo, but not L'Acherim. But over here you see that a Katan is able to be Podem Meiser Sheni Shal Acherim, so doesn't that imply that they could be Zocha for Acherim? Pedias Peres of Meiser Sheni is the same as being Zocha for Acherim, because Meiser Sheni is Momen Gavoa, so when you're Mechal the Peros on the money, you're being Motzi them from Rishus Gavoa and giving them instead the Rishus Hedyot of the Bailim. So these this Ami Ivriya is being Zocha for the Bailim, this fruit, with this money. So don't you see that Zuchia La Acherim happens even with a Katana? No, what we were talking about, this Mishnah is talking about Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, where Klal Yisrael is not al admasam, so the maestros are only noheg midrabanan, and that, therefore it's not a kashan of chista, because it could be that by dinim drabanan the rabanan were misakein that a katan has the ability to even be zocha for acherim as far as dinim drabanan are concerned. But when it comes to dinim daraisa, a katan would not have the ability to be zocha l'acherim. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Trumos Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav that a truma bizman hazeh is eino min haTorah el midvrayin. Truma bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. Shein lecha truma shel Torah ella be'eretz Yisrael b'dvad ubizman sheikol Yisrael sham. Truma min haTorah requires being in Eretz Yisrael, and that most of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, because it says ki savou. So we darshan bias kulchem. The Ram writes b'chein yiroel ishu adin b'maisros shein chayvim b'zman hazel midvrayim ki truma. That it's not only true about truma, maisros as well. Only midaraisa if Klal Yisrael allow, and we're talking about maisros of Eretz Yisrael. The Kazmisha says that the makar of the Rambam is that even though the makar of the Rambam that you're patur from Maisar on the Daraisa level b'zman hazeh is because the din of Trumas and Maisros are always going to be exactly the same. So the Achronim point out min chaschinuch and mitzvah reish rem zayin that the lashon of the Rambam v'chein yira eli is a little bit difficult because it's mefurish in the Gemara. What do you mean v'chein yira eli? The Gemara says Maisros b'zman hazeh ar drabanan. Maritz Chiyus points out that a very important ha'ara. He says, wait a second, that means in the Gemara's Havamina, we were dealing with Din Daraisa. This Mishnah was talking about a Din Daraisa in the Havamina of the Gemara. And the Gemara assumed that even though we're talking about Maestro Sheni Midaraisa, you could do such a Arama where you give somebody else money and say, oh, now you're Acherim, so you can go and be pulled to my Maestro Sheni. That's a raya, says Maritz Chiyus, that you could do a harama on a din daraisa. That's against the shita of the Tvor Shar, who holds that you can only do a harama on a din midrabanan. So that's a major discussion in Poskim. It's very nogea to Mechiras Chametz. If you hold that Mechiras Chametz is only a harama, and you hold that it's not a real, valid, perfectly fine, above board sale, and you hold that it's only a harama, so then you shouldn't be, according to the Tvor Shar, you can't do it on Chametz midaraisa. You would only be able to do Mechiras Chametz on Chametz midrabanan. There are those who are machmir like that. So ask the Gemara, Va'amar Riviyah Bizman Azeh, Mi'ika, wait a second, you're telling me that it's Shumas Maisos Midurabanan because it's Bizman Azeh? There is no Ameivriyah Bizman Azeh, Vatanya. Ein Evid Ivri Noeg, Ela Bizman Shay Yovel Noeg. We only have a din of an Evid Ivri when there's a din of Yovel. The Pasuk says, Yovel, Yovel Hiti Yelachem, Ve'ishom Lishpachto Toshuvu. So we learn that there's the din of Evid Ivri is only Noeg when Yovel is Noeg, because you could then be Mekayim, Ve'ishom Lishpachto Toshuvu. The idea that everyone will go back to their land. That's what happens at Yovel. That's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell that the President of Israel quoted yesterday in Congress, right? The Pasuk on the Liberty Bell that to declare liberty to all of its inhabitants, right? That's the that's only when Yovel is Noeg. So the Mishnah is talking about that when Klal Yisrael is Yoshev Al Masam, where you have a din of Yovel and Ame Ivriya. So Maisos are Noeg Minatorah. But so therefore, we're back to the Kashan of Chista. How could the Katana be Zocha for Acherim with Pidyon Maisa Sheni? It's a Katana who's an Ame Ivriya, which means it must be the Maisa Sheni's Daraisa. Ella, you're right. It's a time that Maaser Sheni is Noeg D'Oraisa, but there are types of Maaser Sheni that are still only Midrabanan, even when Yovel is Noeg. Ella Ba'atzeh Sheni Nakuv D'Rabanan. We're talking about a produce that grew in a pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom, in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom, so the whole chi of a Maaser on such an item is only Midrabanan, even if Klal Yisrael is Alad Masam, even when we have Rov Yoshveh Aleha, the Maaser Sheni on such items would only be midrabanan. The Achronim are bothered. Why not just say there's another way that you could say it's midrabanan? Just say it's on Yerakos. That Maaser on Yerakos is considered peros for Yerakos are considered midrabanan. So the Rashash explains that peros of Yerakos at least have an ikur min haTorah. We'd rather pick something that doesn't even have an ikur min haTorah. It's not even based on a din min haTorah. It's questionable that atzitz she'en unakov is not ikur min haTorah and peros of Yerakos are ikur min haTorah. Why would that be the case? Now, once we're on the topic of doing a ha'arama in order to, because we spoke about this Maaser Sheni case, about doing a ha'arama, so there are other cases in halacha where we have this idea of doing Arama, where it's at least a discussion in Poskim whether you could do Arama, but one that's in Yonad Yoma that relates to this time of year is that there are many halachos at the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av in Or HaChaim that discuss what we do as a Zecher L'Churban and what we do now that how we interact with Mekomos HaKodesh when things are B'Churbana, when the Beis HaMikdash is B'Churbana. So for example, there's a halacha that if a person sees Ari Yehuda B'Churbanam, he's supposed to tear Kriya. When a person sees Yerushalayim B'Churbanam, he's supposed to tear Kriya. And when a person sees the Makom HaMikdash B'Churbanam, he's supposed to tear Kriya. So Ari Yehuda, all Poskim assume, are no longer considered B'Churbanam. Because as long as there's Jewish sovereignty over the Ari Yehuda, so that's not considered B'Churbanam. Yerushalayim is a debate, meaning is Yerushalayim a function of Mikdash? Is it an outgrowth of Mikdash? And so long as the Mikdash is B'Churbanam, Yerushalayim is also B'Churbanam? Or do we say, no, Yerushalayim is also Talui on sovereignty? And the Soloveitchik family, they have a tradition that Yerushalayim is a function of Mikdash, that when the Mishnah goes through the Esser Kedushos, and the Mishnah discusses, and what's Kedushos Yerushalayim, it talks about eating Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. Why give that example of eating Kachim Kalim? There are plenty of other halachas. So the vart that they always say is that it's Yerushalayim as a function of Mikdash, Kedushos Yerushalayim as a function of Mikdash. But Makom Mikdash, that's for sure. It's B'Churbana, right? You look on Har HaBayis and there's a mosque right in the Makom HaMikdash. So Makom HaMikdash is for sure B'Churbana. So people, so there's an obligation to tear Kriya. Rabbi Reisman pointed out, I brought my Talmidim on Monday to Rabbi Reisman, he pointed out that the Pesukim and Yecheskel say that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built actually a few miles north of where the first two Batei Mikdash are. It's not going to be built Dafka on that spot. The area of the Har HaBayis is going to be much larger, and third Beis HaMikdash says it's just Pesukim and Navi that identify this. So he said he has a great business plan. As soon as Mashiach comes, he's going to hire a bunch of buses and bring them to the Kotel, because everyone's going to run to the Kotel to look for the Beis HaMikdash, because no one ever learned Yecheskel. So they're all going to run to the Kotel, and you charge them $20, put them on a bus, and bring them to where the Beis HaMikdash is actually going to be when they want to see the Beis HaMikdash. But anyway, so there is this din that you have to tear Kriya when you see the Mikdash. So there are some that come up with a chap that instead of tearing kriya, the halacha is that if you're wearing someone else's beged and you don't have the right to tear someone else's beged, so you don't tear kriya. So some people will exchange begadim before they go to the Makom HaMikdash. My shirt will be yours and your shirt will be mine, and therefore the shirt that we're wearing I won't be able to tear, and that way they'll avoid the obligation to tear kriya. So Rav Sturmbach talks about this in Ma'adim Muzmanim. So it's questionable on many levels. Most fundamentally, does it even work? Meaning it's so obvious. What if I were to say, you know what, I can't afford this kind of shirt, I'll keep it, right? So would the friend be okay with that if you decide that you're keeping that shirt? Probably not. Probably the whole thing is too much of a harama that the people aren't serious about it. So if they're not serious about making the kinyan, it doesn't work. Also, there's halach and shulchan aruch, that if you borrow a shirt from somebody and you say, yeah, I'm going to visit my very ill parent, but can I borrow your shirt? So then you are allowed to tear kriya, because if the person knows that there's a chance that when you show up, they're going to be dead, then they're giving you rishus to tear kriya. Although that probably doesn't apply over here, because the whole reason they're doing this is so that you won't tear kriya. And most fundamentally, it's not so bad to think about the Beis HaMikdash once in a while and to do things as a Zecher L'Chorban. I remember I was with my brother once in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, and we were, as we got toward the Kota, as we were able to see the Har HaBayis, some are makbid that you have to see the ground of the Har HaBayis. We weren't so makbid about that. So as soon as we saw the dome, so we tore kriya, and someone came running over to us and said, you didn't have to do that. He saw there were two of us. You didn't have to do that. You could have just exchanged shirts with each other. So my brother says, Kein aval kiyamti mitzvah. So the guy's like, oh, okay, I guess some people like to do mitzvahs. So, all right. So the Gemara goes on now. Amar Rava, shalosh midos bekatan, that there are three different measures of a katan, three different ages and stages where a katan is able to do more and more. So the first stage is shor v'zoko egos v'noto, that if you give him a rock, he does not put it in his mouth. You give him a candy, he does a nut, he puts it in his mouth. Zoch l'atzmo vein zoch l'acher, if he knows not to put things in his mouth that are choking hazards and that are not food, so then he's at a stage where he can be zoch l'atzmo, but not for acher. He can make a kinyan for on behalf of himself, but not on behalf of other people. Ukenegdim b'katana miskadashes l'miyun, and that same shear is if a katana has kiddushin midrab, so then she's going to require miyun in order to leave such a marriage. Meaning the kiddushin, if the kiddushin is only midrabanan, she's not going to require a get, but she will require miyun in order to leave such a marriage. Stage two, hapu'utos, if you have a katan who's somewhere between the age of 6 and 10, depending on how precocious the child is, how bright the child is. So the halach is mikhan mekach, umimkran memkar, bimitaltulin. They have the ability to buy and sell mitaltulin. That's a takanas chachamim in order that they should be able to provide themselves with their basic necessities. So ukenegdan b'katana, corresponding to that, when it comes to a katana, miskareshes b'kiddushei avia, if the father was mekabel kiddushin on her behalf as a katana, so then she could be miskareshes. If the father died, even though the kiddushin is min haTorah, she's able to be mekabel her own get, because we assume this is a fulfillment of mishalcheveinu chozeres. If she's old enough that she's pu'utos, she's at that stage of pu'utos, we know she's not going to keep coming home. She understands that miskareshes means that that you leave the marriage and that you're not going to keep coming home. That's how that's how Rashi understands, is that if the father dies, and only if the father dies, she could be miskareshes, she could receive her own get. However, if the father was still alive, Rashi understands she would not be allowed to receive her own get as a katana. Only her father would be able to receive her get at that stage. Now there is a Rashba. The Rashba in this sugya writes that you could be makna a lulav to a child who's higia lo onos apuhutos on day one of Sukkot, even before you've been yotzei the mitzvah. Meaning, when it comes to lulav on Yom Rishon, you have a problem, because if you did not buy a separate set of dalaminim for your child, so and you want to have the child do the mitzvah before you do the mitzvah yourself, there is a halacha that lekachtem lachem beYom Rishon, that you need to be the owner of your dalad minim on the first day of Sukkot. So if you give it to the child first, and the child is old enough to make a kinyan to be zoch l'atzmo, but he doesn't have the ability to be makna back to you, to be makna the item back to you, so then you're not going to have a lechem, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So says the Rashba, but if he's a gil on a saputos, you're fine. Because if he's a gil on a saputos, he can be makna back to you. That's what that's what we're saying right here. Michan mekach memker memker bimetaltalin. The dalad minim are metaltalin, and therefore there's no problem. He could be machzir the lulav right back to you. The Rambam, however, says not that way. And the reason he says not that way is that when you have a das acheres being makne to the katan can be kona midal raisa. When you're being makna something to the katan, and the katan's being kona, that's a kidding that's chal midal oraisa. The idea that bepuutos mechon mechach mimkar memkar is only a takana midrabanan. So you can have a situation where the child is kona the lulav midal raisa, but he can't be makna it back to you on a doraisa level, only on a drabanan level, and we're trying to fulfill lachem midal raisa. So that's going to be a problem, and that's why the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, do not give your lulav to a child on the first day of Sukkot before you've been yotzei the mitzvah yourself, because you're going to run into that problem. So what's the Eitza? So one Eitza is that you could take the lulav yourself first, and only then give it to a child. There is a machlokus between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura whether you can have das not to be machneh to the child and just give it to hand it to the child and tell him to shake it, but have das specifically that you don't want to be machneh to the child. So as machlokus that for sure works in the sense that when you take it back, it's still lachem because you were never machneh. Questions were you yotze the mitzvah of chinuch in that way because it wasn't lachem of the child when he did it. So in order to be yotze the mitzvah of chinuch, does it just have to be that it seems to the child that this is like what he would have to do? He doesn't know that you're not being machneh to him. He thinks you're being machneh to him. So that's good enough training for when he gets older? Or does mitzvah chinuch mean that it has to be that if he were 13, this would be a kiyum mitzvah? And it wouldn't be. So that's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura. Anyway, so stage three now. So again, the first stage was that he knows not to put things that aren't food in his mouth. Second stage is pu'uto, somewhere between the age of 6 and 10. Stage three, he gilo nas nedarim. If he gets to the age where nedarim are going to be binding, 11 years old for a girl, 12 years old for a boy, nidrei neder ve'ekdesh and hagdish, so they have the ability to make a neder and to make something hagdish, u'kenegdan b'ketana. And by that same age, 11-year-old Ketana, Choletzes, she could do Chalitza. If she has Shtei Sarus, which are Simane Narus, that tell us that she's a Gedola, as opposed to prior to getting to Onas Nadarim, even if she has Shtei Sarus, we assume that she cannot be Choletzes, because that's just the Shuma B'Alma. And then Rava adds a fourth stage. Limkor B'Nichse Aviv, if you want to be able to sell things from your father's Nechasim, Achei Ben Esrim, then he needs to be 20 years old. He has a din of a katan until he's 20 years old. So even though he's not a katan at all. And the reason is because to sell karkaos, you need to really be familiar with business and normal business practices. So it takes a lot of shrewdness and know-how, and therefore the chamor misakein that until he's 20 years old, he's not allowed to sell from his father's estate. The Rashbam and the Rif write that this is dafka from the chasim that he yarshin from his father. But his own nechassim, or nechassim that he got as a matana, there's no problem. He's allowed to sell as soon as he becomes a bar mitzvah. The Ran explains that if he gets a Yerusha and it just came to him easily as a Yerusha, so it may be cheap in his eyes. He's not going to view it as something that's serious. He never had to work for it. And therefore, we want him to be a serious person before he starts selling off things of that nature. Tosos Maseches Babasra Daf Kuf Nun Hey quotes Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that it has nothing to do with the father. It's any properties that he owns. He's got to wait till he's 20 years old. The Ran also quotes Machlokes Rishonim, is it Dafka Yarash Me Aviv or even Yarash from other people? The Bali Itur and the Rambam assume that Yarash from anybody. It doesn't have to be only Yarash Me Aviv, but the Rashba disagrees. Okay, so now the Mishnah continues to discuss Dinim of Shlichus by a get, and what happens if a katana is memana shliach to be makabel a get, and we're also going to discuss what if you identify a location for the shlichus of the get to happen. So katana shamer skabeli giti, katana says, I want you to be my shliach lekabala of a get, ain't no get actually get the other. She cannot make a shliach lekabala, she is a katana, and therefore the get is not going to be chal until it gets to her. Lefichach imratza balachzar yachzar. Therefore, if the husband wants to back out after he's already handed it to the shliach, he still can because they're not yet divorced. She'ein katan also shliach, because the halacha is that a katan is unable to make shliach. It's interesting. The Rambam writes a katan cannot make a shliach because a shliach kabbalah requires edim, and you can't be made on a katan who doesn't have das gemura. So the Ravid jumps all over that. He says, "What are you talking about? It's a beferish gemara. Atem gam atem, right? That we darshan that mashluchachem are bnei da, ma atem bnei das av shluchachem bnei das." That in order to be a shliach, you need to, in order to have it to be included in the parsha of shlichus, you need to be a bardas. Okay, so it's a difficult Rambam. If a father tells the shliach, "I want you to go and be mekabel a get for my daughter," then that's a valid shlichus. He becomes shliach lekabela, and as soon as that shliach receives the get, they're divorced. The husband cannot be chozer on that divorce. If a person instructs, "I want you to give this get to my wife in a particular location," but you give it in a different location, possible. They're not divorced because the husband was being makbid to dafka give the get b'makom ploni. Rashi explains because he doesn't want his reputation to be harmed in another place. It's dafka in that place where nobody knows him, that he's comfortable with the get being delivered. The Tosas Rid assumes something a little more vicious, that he's makbid to dafka be megarish b'makom ploni, because he wants to be mevazeher, and he knows that that's where he will maximize her embarrassment if it's b'makom ploni. Whatever his kavana though was, we assume he's being makbid that it be dafka in that place. But if you say harehi b'makom ploni, here give a get to my wife, she normally hangs out in whatever, so the son of love b'makom acher, but you find her somewhere else, kosher. So then it's going to be kosher. We assume you were just giving instructions of where you're most likely to find the woman. Haisha shamra skabeligiti b'makom ploni v'kibla makom. What if the woman made a shliach to receive her get on her behalf, and she says, "Go receive my get b'makom ploni," and then you find the husband in somewhere else and receive the get? Puzzle. You assume that the woman is being makbid that the get should only be effectuated in that place. Rablazer says, "No, that's kosher. She wasn't makbid that a taf could be in that place. She was just maramakum alo of where to find the husband." Haveli giti b'makom ploni. She says, "Bring me my get from makom ploni, and I'll be divorced as soon as you deliver it to me." And the shliach found the husband somewhere else to receive the get and bring it back to the woman, kosher. Then it's for sure going to be kosher, even according to the Tanakama, because she's not even getting divorced in makom ploni. The makom ploni was just where to find the husband, but she's saying, "Haveli giti, I only want to actually be divorced once you deliver it into my hand. So I don't care where you find the husband. That's not where the get is happening." So then for sure we assume that she's not being makbid. Okay, so says Gemara. Now we had a case in the Reisha of the husband saying to the shliach, "Give a get to my wife in makom ploni," and we said, "Oh, for sure he's being makbid about that space, that a daf could be in that place." And then we had a case where a woman says, "Receive my get in makom ploni," and we had a machlokas tanaim whether she's being makbid about that. All of a sudden, Rabbi Lazar's machshir, and he says, it's not so clear that she's being makbid about that place." So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Maishna Reisha de lo polig, or Maishna Seifa de polig? Why would Rabbi Lazar not disagree in the Reisha, where the husband identifies the location, but he does disagree in the Seifa, where the wife identifies the location? So says Mar, Megaresh Kapid. The husband is in control of the get. It's his das that matters, and therefore it makes sense that he's makbid that it be specifically in a particular location. But Ihi, the Balkarcha Miskareshes, but a woman who has no idea whether the husband is going to even agree to give a get in makom ploni, so it makes sense that when she starts trying to call the shots, she knows she can't really call the shots. So that's not what she's actually doing. She's saying, "Get me a get. You know, if he's in control, it'll be up to him anyway whether he gives the get. So I can't start saying that it's got to be in this place or that place." So all she's doing is identifying a location. Now the Mishnah discusses. Halacha is that a wife of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. So what if a woman sent a shliach to receive her get? At what point does she have to stop eating truma if she was married to a kohen? So aveli giti, a woman says to her shliach, "Go get receive my get from my kohen husband, and as soon as you deliver it to me, that's when I will be divorced." Haveli giti, that you have to deliver it to me, and only then will I be divorced. Then for sure she can keep eating truma until the get is delivered. delivered to her, because she's not divorced until the get is delivered to her. But iskabeligiti, if she says, I want you to receive the get on my behalf, so wherever you are, when you receive the get, I'm going to be divorced, then asur lechol b'trum miyad. Then right away, she's asur tiyi truma, because we have to be choshesh that maybe he found the husband right away and he was makabel the get, and she's divorced right away. The Tosfos points out that this is a chumra bialma, the chumra machmir, because the chora, she has a cheskas eshes ish. She's still the cheskas that she's married to the kohen. And but since we have a chazaka shliach also shlichuso, even though it's not really biyad of the shliach, it's not really up to the shliach to be able to fulfill the shlichus, because the gerushin is totally in the das of the baal, and he may decide that he's not interested in giving her a get. Still, we're going to be machmir that that she has to assume immediately chazaka shliach also shlichuso, and she's divorced. If she says, receive my get in Makom Ploni, she can continue to eat truma until the get arrives at that location. Because Kolzman, you don't have to worry that the get has arrived at that location, she can continue to eat truma because she knows she's not divorced. Rabbi Eliezer Osir Miyad. But Rabbi Eliezer says she's right away not allowed to eat truma, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the woman is not being makbid on the shliach that he can only receive the get in that makom. She's just being maramakom ilo of where to find the husband, where the most likely place to be able to find the get is going to be. So you don't have to. So you still have to be choshesh that maybe the shliach found the husband somewhere else sooner and received the get somewhere else. So says Gemara, v'gita miyahavi. Whoa, wait a second. We're saying on the sheet of the Tanakam over here, it sounds that as soon as the get arrives at that location, she's mugureshes, even though the shliach received it in a different location. That a woman says, receive my get in Boston, and the shliach goes and receives it in Miami and then flies to Boston and brings it to Boston, it sounds like the Mishnah is saying she's divorced as soon as the shliach brings it to Boston. But she was makbid to receive it in Boston, not to not that it should later be brought there. V'gita miyahavi v'ramat reisha lo v'gita. Didn't the reisha say that if she says makom ploni, she means makom ploni, and that's where the divorce has to happen? Another case is she said, receive my get in masa mechasya, v'zim demishkach se bavel. But then she added a secondary location, that sometimes you'll find my husband, he likes staying out in Bavel. So what she really meant to say is, I would like you to take the get wherever you can get it. But I want the get to be effectuated. I want it to be chal when you get to Masa Mechasya. Tosas, the Rashba, the Ran, they all ask the Kasha, how does that work? There's no Maisa that's being done when he gets to Masa Mechasya. I mean, when the Shliach gets to that location. It's like, so the Rishonim work on that problem. But that's what we assume is happening over here. Then we said Reb Lazar holds that it's usher right away, that she's not allowed to eat truma immediately. So pshita da maramakum ulo. It's pasha that Reb Lazar is going to say that it's usher miyad, because he already taught us in the previous Mishnah that a woman is not makbid on the makom of that she had identified to receive the get, that she was only being maramakum ulo. So of course it's going to be usher miyad, because wherever the shliach finds the baal, they're going to be divorced. So latzricha damle zil mizrach di isay b'mizrach. No, the case is that the woman told the shliach, go east, because that's where my husband is, v'kaz l'marv, and then she sees that the shliach is going west. So she knows it's going to be a while till the shliach finds the husband. So you might say that she knows it's going to be a while because he's not in the west. So that's why Reb Lazar is teaching us, we still have to be choshish that maybe he'll happen to run into him and he'll give him a get, and it will happen sooner than you think. So now the Gemara says there's another situation where we have the same machlokas, Reb Lazar and the Chamim, where there's this machlokas, does the mishaleach have kavana to be makbid on a specific thing, or not kavana to be makbid on what they said? A guy tells his shliach, make an eruv tchumen for me using dates. Ve'eruv lo begrogros, and instead he used dried figs. Or begrogros, ve'eruv lo betmarim, or vice versa. So tani chada eruv ve'eruv, tani idach ein eruv ve'eruv. They use the wrong fruit, so the machlokas in brises whether the eruv is binding is valid. So Rabbi lo kasha, harabban harab lazar, harabban adamri kpeda. The second price is the sheet of the Rabbanan that you're being makpid, and therefore ein eruv eruv if you did the wrong fruit. And Rav Elazar, the maramakom ilo, and Rav Elazar was just giving an example of an easy fruit to find. So Rav Elazar says you're not being makpid, and you're just being maramakom. So he found a different fruit, so you're fine with that also. Rav Yosef amar hava harabbanan. Rav Yosef says no, both prices could reflect the sheet of the Rabbanan. Kan b'shalo, kan b'shal chaveru. The first price is talking about the tamarim and the grogros both belong to the mishaleach. So you don't care what he makes the eruv from, but it's only by a get that the Rabbanan hold that the person is being makbid on that particular location, because you don't want to be humiliated in a different location. Whereas second price is that the mishaleach tells the shliach to make an eruv from tamarim that belong to somebody else. So because he had given you rishus to use those tamarim, and then he went and used grogros that belong to somebody else. Well, you don't have rishus to use them, so that you're being makbid about. So I'm like, Abaye, vel had the tanya, omel shlucha, arev li b'migdal, v'irv lo b'shovach, b'shovach, v'irv lo b'migdal. You tell him, make the eruv for me in a migdal, and he makes it in a birdhouse, or you tell him, make it in a birdhouse, and instead he makes it in a watchtower. So the tanya chad eruv eruv, tanya yidach, en eruv eruv, you have the same stira in brises, whether the eruv is binding or not. Hasab may shalov shal chaveru ika. How are you going to touch that up to both be going like the Rabbanan? Meaning that's much easier to say, harab lazar, harabbanan. It's much harder to say that they're both going like the Rabbanan, and you have rishus for one and not the other. So hasam nami, ika, peri de migdol, peri de shovach. No, but there also, you could explain it, that he's telling you that the shliach tells him to be make an eruv with the peros that are in the migdol, and he went and he made an eruv with the peros that are in the shovach, and you didn't have rights to those peros. So that's that could still work out that they're both going like the Rabbanan. Okay, new Mishnah. Husband wants to be Megarish his wife, so he tells two Edim that they should write a get on his behalf and give it to the wife. So the Mishnah says, yeah, but what Lashon does he have to use in order for such instructions to be binding? So Ha'omer Kisvu Get Utunu L'Ishti. He says, write a get and give it to my wife. Or Girshuha. Or Kisvu Igeres Utunu La. So in all those cases, Hare'elu Yichtavu V'yitnu. They can write the get and give it to her. All of those Lashonos are a Lashon of Krisos, a Lashon of a real get, because people are always call a Sefer Krisos. What the Torah refers to as a Sefer Krisos, they refer to as a get. So and the Maisa of Krisos, they refer to as Gerishin, and they also call a get an Igeres. So because it says in the Nusach of the get, V'dante havi l'chiminoi Sefer Tiruchin V'Igeres Shvukin. So all of those Lashonos are actually referred, they're in the get, that's what a get is called. Petrua, Parnasua, Asula Kanimus, Asula Karao Ilomer Klum. But if you use a lashon like Patrua, Parnasua, right? Exempt her, support her, do the right thing by her. So all of those things are invalid of the Shonos. So they cannot write a get if that's all they were told, because maybe he didn't mean that they should divorce her. Patrua maybe means a lashon of Patur V'chova, that he says to make the life easier on her from the chovos that she has, meaning pay up her debts, and it has nothing to do with the get. Or Parnasua maybe means just go see what clothing she needs, what food she needs, and take care of her. And we don't know that any of these Kanimas, Karawi, maybe he means to give her enough food and clothing, all those things. So Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa that elaborates. Shalachuha, Shivkuha, Truchuha, Harel Yichtav V'Yitnu. Those Lashonos are also Lashonos that are binding by a that are viewed as valid instructions for writing a get. Petrua, Parnasua, Sula Kanimus, Sula Karoi, Lomar Klum, and the same list of things that don't work, the same list of the Shonos that don't work, of Petrua, Parnasua, Sula Kanimus, and Sula Karoi, that doesn't work. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that Rabbi Nassan disagrees on that which it says in the Mishnah and the previous Braisa that we just quoted, as far as the Lashon of Petrua. The Shorish of Pei, Tes, Reish has two different implications, two different meanings. It could mean like Petur V'chova, that's the binyan kal pa'al, and it could be blushon on rami. It's shiluach. It's to send out. It's so it means something else. So Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says if a person says to edim patrua devarav kayamin, then we assume it's a sivoy, and you're allowed to use that as instructions to get divorced. P pitrua with the yud in between with a chirik at the beginning, lo amar klum. We assume that that's not binding. So amar Rava Rabbi Nassim de Bavlohu ta'ik bein pitrua le patrua ta'ridan de barer tzral hu lo dayak. Yeah, Rabbi Nassim from Bavel, he knows the difference between patrua and pitrua. Sometimes you tell people certain nuances, even not such nuanced things in Tiktok, and they don't even hear the difference, right? You say you're not supposed to say in Kriya Shema via hafta, you're supposed to say via hafta. They're like, you just said the same thing twice. They don't hear the difference between el milra. So people who are such Tiktok people, so they know the difference. So yibaylu hotziua mahu. What about if you say hotziuha izvua mahu, or you say izvua abandon her, hitirua mahu, or you say bimatir like mutar from lashon mutaris the kaladam, hinichua mahu, hoilula mahu, asula kedas mahu. Do like what the law requires, what the halacha requires. What about all of those things? So pshot miyachada, we can't answer all of them, but one of them we can answer. Detanya asula kedas, asula kenimus, asula karoi, lo amar klum. We know that asula kedas is nothing because we don't know that you necessarily mean a get. But so at least that one we're able to answer. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Samachay and Beis. Everyone have a great day. Yeah, take care. Have a good day. Bye bye. Yeah.